Okay, we are now joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow's Duramax Texas Grand Prix presented by Relidyne at Circuit of the Americas, driver the number 45, 2311, Toyota, Tyler Reddick. Tyler, big pickup from practice, obviously getting you the top spot starting grid tomorrow. Just take us through, you know, what kind of changes y'all made to the car and ultimately what your, you know, what your feelings are as you head into a track that you've won at before.
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, I was more so just trying to understand what our car would be like over the course of the run. I would have liked to fire off a fast lap, but it wasn't super high priority in practice for us. So, yeah, I mean, funny enough, I realized that was kind of our approach in practice, and we're sitting there getting ready to go in qualifying, and I'm like, man, I haven't pushed this thing once this hard on fresh tires, so... I just kind of had to find the marks, and somehow I did without doing it in practice, really.
All right, well, we'll open up to questions. We'll go ahead and start up here up front with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Does this give the prospect of three straight a little more substance?
It helps the chances, certainly. You know, I think starting up front is huge. We got to, you know, we did the same thing last year, and Shane and Kyle were able to get around us early. So we need to maintain that, hang on to it this time around. It certainly helps, you know. Obviously, I think pit road under green, everything's pretty even. But certainly if things kind of get off sequence and pit road gets busy, you know, having that first choice is nice to have in the race. So, yeah, we'll just see how it gets going. You know, certainly, you know, Ross, Shane, Ryan Blaney, there's a number of drivers that were really strong in practice today, and we'll just try and understand what all that looks like and make our best decisions on the car and everything overnight going into tomorrow's race.
Any other questions for Tyler today? We'll go to John over here in the middle.
Thank you. John Newby, FanBuzz. Obviously, as the points leader and as someone who has won here before, how do you kind of balance that strategy of, you know, pitting early or staying out to kind of bolster your cushion a little bit?
Yeah, it'll be something we, you know, that'll be talked about and considered. You know, I think our team does a really good job on the preparation side for these races. And, you know, certainly, you know, depending on where we start kind of plays into that. So those discussions, I'm sure, will continue to happen, you know, here in a little bit and even tomorrow morning. So I don't know which way we'll go at this moment, but certainly we kind of give ourselves some more options starting towards the front, especially if we, you know, get off to a good start and as the field spreads out, if we can be towards the front or leading, you know, it gives us choices.
All righty then. If there are no further questions, Tyler, congrats on the poll and good luck tomorrow.
We got one more.
Just a quick question. There's a couple stories going into this weekend. As the tires on the curve has helped cut down on cutting curves, there's the horsepower in the car, there's the heat and tire being able to make them last, and then there's also SVG.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, all those things, it's like going on, it's like how do you say be able to put those maybe aside to race the race that you need to do, and does today help us like with honing in on that?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of just, I mean, it's what we do every week. Yes, most of the time we're doing it on ovals, but you know, a lot of these things, you know, you have to weigh as a driver week in and week out. So yeah, we're coming here to COTA, and it's you know, it is a road course, and we've ran a few of those over the years and expanded on that. So, you know, for me, it's another, you know, tomorrow's just, it's another race we've got to execute. And certainly the changes, as you said, right, they're there, but we've, you know, we've had some time in practice and in qualifying to kind of understand that. And we kind of have, you know, this isn't the first time we've ran this tire here either. So we have all those things to kind of consider as, you know, as a driver, you approach the day tomorrow. So we'll see how that works. We'll see if I have the right approach and if I make it back here by the end of the day.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I think now we're done. So, Tyler, I appreciate you coming in, and good luck tomorrow.